This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Camel Country 107.9. Gunner is spreading the love, one call at a time.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne 720. I love you, man.
Ellen in Mesa wants me to razz her husband, Kurt. Ellen has been working a lot of extra hours lately, so Kurt's responsible for getting the kids back to school, shopping done,
okay,
and making sure they have all their school supplies and all that. So I'm going to be calling Kurt from the front desk of his son's school and add more things to his school supply list. And by things, I mean unnecessary things.
Okay.
How does he take it? Let's find out. Here is my call to Kurt. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Kurt.
Yeah, this is him.
Kurt, my name is Trevor, and I'm calling from the front desk of elementary. Now, how are you, sir?
Doing fine.
Good. So I'm assuming you got the back-to-school supply list.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Not on me, but yeah.
Yeah.
I can pull it up.
Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, there's just a few things that we need to add to the list. Bentley, your son, his second grade teacher is Miss. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is her specific list of things that she's adding to the generic back to school list.
Okay.
Now you have a pen? You write these down?
Yeah, give me one second. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Ironically, the first thing she wants added to the list are writing pens. All right, and those are pens specifically for writing.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay, also a irreversible notebook.
Irreversible notebook. What is that?
I'm not quite familiar with that, nor a lot of what she has added to her students' list. But if I were to guess, I'd imagine it's a notebook that you can't erase on. That's what I would assume an irreversible notebook is.
Okay.
All right, also a plus-size pencil case.
Plus size. Is that going to be something that's available in like a school supply section, like a Target or, I don't know, like an Office Depot or something?
Yeah, I'd imagine it'd be there or in the plus size clothing section.
Oh, I didn't know that they would have something. Okay, yeah, I mean, weird.
Yeah, samesies. Same thought, man. Apparently they make pencil cases for plus size people. You know, I guess it's nice and inclusive.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bentley's also going to need a thermos that can hold 220 ounces.
Okay. Well, you know, we got him a thermos already.
Oh, well, I mean, chances are you didn't get him a 220 ounce thermos. I mean, all right. I guess I could be wrong.
Well, I mean, no, you're right. 220
yeah.
ounces.
Yeah, that's correct. 220 ounces. You can. I mean, you can never have too much water. Yeah. I mean, we're in Arizona, man. You know, it's hot. So you can never have too much water.
Okay. I didn't even know they made thermoses that big. I mean, especially for, you know, for a kid.
I didn't either until I saw it on Miss list here. You know, I'd imagine those are also in the section for plus size people.
You know? Oh, okay.
She would also like Bentley to get a graphing calculator.
This guy, he's in the second grade. I don't know if he's going to need one of those.
No, he's definitely going to be needing a graphing calculator for second grade. Absolutely.
I mean, really? Is that like a STEM thing?
No, I think they're made in a factory.
No, I don't understand why a small kid would need a graphing calculator, is what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. She's asking for the students to bring in tampons as well.
Yeah, I think you might have the wrong list here, but I have a son who's in the second grade.
Right. No, this is definitely, you know, his list from his teacher. I think it just might be more for the teacher than anything.
Strange. Wouldn't you think it's kind of strange what you're reading off? Second grader's son, and you're telling me about a tampon.
I think it's for the teacher, you know, and she had requested extra absorbent is what she's asking for. Also, if you could also follow Miss on TikTok as well. She's wanting everybody to follow her on TikTok.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm just kind of, this is a little sideways for me. She's doing like a lesson plan on TikTok?
No. As far as I could tell, I mean, she's a swimsuit model on the side, so she just wants to boost her numbers. You know, she does a lot of funny TikToks of what it's like to be a millennial.
I'm just confused here. What is this is a list that you have. This can't be real. Like this is on a list, like a curriculum type of list.
You're right that it's not real. But my love for you is real, man. I love you, man.
What? What are you talking about?
My love for you, it's real. Hey, Kurt, none of this has been real, man. This is actually Gutter from Gutter in Cheyenne on Campbell Country 107.9.
And come on.
This is an I love you, man,
oh,
call.
I was like steering all the way. I mean, you should see I have a notepad here. I'm drawing little angry faces on my notepad. I'm scratching things out like WTF, you know? Like I'm like
right.
Circling, like talk to wife about.
Well, hey, I'm glad you brought it up. It was your wife's idea. This whole thing was her idea. Your wife, Ellen, she wanted me to razz you.
Yeah, game on.
Kurt, I love you, man.
All right, I love you too, man.
He was so okay with half of that list, though. He was just okay.
That is that lovely man, Campbell Country 107.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.